Thank you for being a part of Meditation Life Skills today. Your support means everything to us.
Here's a short 3-minute meditation lesson designed just for you from Meditation Life Skills. Enjoy.
If you've never created a morning routine, it can be difficult to know what to do, what activities to skip, and how to approach the task. To help you out, I'm going to talk about 4 important things to remember when creating a perfect morning routine. All 4 of these tips apply to any morning routine, no matter what style you prefer. Additionally, you can use these tips when improving your morning routine down the line. Let's get started. 1. Make it personal. The absolute top tip to creating the best morning routine is to make it personal. Too many people assume someone else's morning routine without personalizing it to their own goals and morning. The last thing you want out of your morning routine is for it to not actually reflect you. Make your morning routine personal by creating a list of goals and desires you want out of the morning routine. Do you want more time? Do you want to feel less stressed in the morning? No matter what your goals are, make sure you have a clear idea of them to select activities that help you achieve those goals. You may want to start by taking on someone else's morning routine, but pay attention to yourself in the process. If something doesn't feel right, don't force it. What is great for one person may not be great for you. Make sure the routine is personal so that it improves your life. 2. Don't overdo it. Mornings are pretty confined. Don't make mornings more stressful than they have to be by adding on a ton of different tasks in your morning routine. Instead, select just a few rituals or activities to incorporate into your routine that enhance your goals and kickstart your morning. Most people recommend having a morning routine that lasts about an hour. A 1-hour routine gives you enough time to get things done without requiring you to wake up way earlier than you're used to. If your morning routine is only an hour, you can only do 2 or 3 morning rituals, depending on what they are. 3. Test and improve. Once you think you know what you want from your morning routine and have selected a couple of rituals to try out, test the routine by doing it a couple of mornings. To test the morning routine, do it full out, just as though you've already committed to it. If you feel that there's something slightly wrong with the routine, change it. The morning routine is completely about you, so there's no shame in needing to drop an activity or add a new one. Just improve your morning routine so that it continues to be effective in your life. 4. The last tip is to be patient and not give up. When you first start out, it will be tempting to stay in bed and ignore your morning routine. Be patient with yourself when you feel this way, but push through these temptations and commit to your routine. Only by committing to it can you achieve the goals you want. If you mess up one morning, don't beat yourself up over it, though. Just get back on the saddle the very next day. When some people think of morning routines, they think of unnecessary chores that take up too much time to realistically fit in the morning. On the contrary, morning routines can be as simple as small habits that make a big difference on your day. Let's take a look at my favorite morning habits. Don't rush. Mornings, especially if you have children or a busy day ahead, are chaotic. Even though chaotic mornings are guaranteed every once in a while, you should make a commitment to yourself to not rush on most mornings. Simply by taking your time and preparing in advance, your mornings will be much more enjoyable and less stressful. When your mornings go by more smoothly, the rest of your day does as well. In other words, you don't start on a stressful note. As a result, the first habit to incorporate into your morning is to not rush. Rushing will only hurt you, your family, and your mornings. Something as simple as waking up 10 minutes earlier can help you take on your mornings in a much more relaxed fashion. The second habit to incorporate into your mornings is putting down the phone. Many experts recommend being device-free the first hour you're awake. Given that so much of our society is connected through our phones, this habit can be a tough one to break in. But it is so important to your well-being. Instead of using your phone as your wake-up call, invest in an actual alarm clock. This will force you to get up and discourage you from scrolling through Instagram. You can also try setting Do Not Disturb or time limits on your phone so that your apps and notifications don't show up until the morning is done. If you find being device-free for 1 hour too difficult at first, start small and slowly work your way up to an hour or longer. Be grateful. Being grateful can truly transform your outlook on life. Incorporate gratefulness into your everyday morning routine to start your day on a much more optimistic note. Being grateful can take as little as 30 seconds in the morning, but have a lasting impact on your day. I recommend having a small journal next to your bed. After you turn off your alarm, immediately jot down 3 things you're grateful for. This will take very little time, but this habit will make a big difference on your day and well-being. You can also add more than 3 things if you're feeling especially grateful one morning. Open blinds. Our bodies have a natural circadian rhythm that is primarily connected with the sun. As soon as you wake up, try to open some blinds. This simple activity will wake you up much more quickly and energize your day. Not to mention, opening blinds and sunlight is a great way to feel happier and more content in your life, even when things are a bit tough. Finally, the last habit to incorporate into your morning is making your bed. One of the best ways to have a productive day is to have a productive morning. Making your bed tells you that your day is started and kicks your productivity in gear. Make your bed every morning for a productive day. One of the most challenging parts of crafting a morning routine is deciding what activities you want to do in the morning. Everyone has a different groove, and a number of different activities can be the best way to kickstart your morning and enhance productivity. To make the process of creating a morning ritual a little bit easier, I'm going to tell you about 5 morning rituals to try today. You can try these rituals one day at a time before picking which one is best for you. Let's get started. Reading stretches your mind and wakes up your brain to tackle the day. Incorporate reading into your morning ritual, whether it be a newspaper, a novel, or a self-help book. Try to read something to jolt your brain awake. The one tip is to try to stay away from your phone. Whenever you scroll through news apps on your phone, you'll be tempted to look on social media or email. Try to stick to physical texts or devices that are specifically designed for reading, like Kindles. In the morning, drink water immediately, no matter what. After you've been sleeping all night, your body is likely dehydrated and needs a lot of water to get your body pumping again. As a ritual to help your body get back awake, drink lemon water every morning. Drinking lemon water will aid in digestion, provide you with a lot of vitamins, and rehydrate your body. It is a good idea to drink lukewarm or warm lemon water instead of cold water in the morning, but it's up to you. If you have a lot on your plate, you may want to journal in the morning. Journaling is an easy way to be creative and get your emotions out healthily and effectively. Journal every morning to challenge your mind and feel better. Journaling doesn't have to be a long process. It can actually be very short and snappy when you opt for journaling methods like gratitude lists or to-do lists. For a gratitude list, jot down 3 to 5 items you're grateful for every morning before getting out of bed. Exercising is imperative to keep your body healthy and happy. However, if you put off exercising at night, it's more likely that you will slack off since you're already tired from the rest of your day. Combat this from happening by exercising in the morning. Exercising in the morning kickstarts your metabolism and gets the task done before the day. Whether you like doing yoga or jogging, make your morning exercise fun, sweat-inducing, and exciting. Meditating often seems intimidating, but it shouldn't be. It is a great way to train your focus and feel better about yourself. Every morning, try to meditate for a few minutes. Increase the meditation time as you get better and better at meditating. My personal favorite place to meditate is outside whenever the weather allows. It allows me to connect with nature and feel more at peace. Especially since most people work inside, meditating outside is a great way not to feel stuffy or confined by everyday life. There are tons of little rituals that you can add to your morning routine. To find out which of these rituals are best for you, try every one of them until you find a groove that matches your desires and morning. For some people, getting up in the morning comes naturally. For others, it becomes a downright battle with oneself to get up and start the day. No matter what category you fall under, one of the best ways to make your mornings easier and better is to start a morning routine. Let's take a look. The first reason why you need a morning routine is that it kickstarts your morning. Whenever you have a set routine, you know exactly what to expect and how long it will take you to get ready. As a result, you can actually get up in a manner that is confident and prepared to take on the day. This acts as a jolt of energy throughout your entire system and morning. The second reason why you need a morning routine is that it helps you to be more productive. Countless studies have shown that having a morning routine is the key to productivity. All the most productive and successful people in the world have a morning routine. Be more productive and successful throughout your life by having a morning routine. Mornings can be incredibly stressful, especially if you're not prepared or rushing to get ready. By having a morning routine, you know exactly what's to come and don't have to worry about running around every morning. For this reason, you should have a morning routine to lower your stress. Given that stress leads to a number of negative health effects, it is important to minimize stress whenever possible. Morning routines are the perfect way to do this in the morning. Everyone wishes that they had more time. One of the best and easiest ways to get more time out of life is to have a morning routine. Having a morning routine creates extra space in the day to focus on yourself, your goals, and your well-being. In other words, it gives you more time throughout your day. Finally, the last reason why you should have a morning routine is that it helps you to prioritize your tasks. Mornings are busy. In order to create a great morning routine, you need to be able to prioritize what needs to be done, what can be done at night, and what needs to be forgotten about completely. This helps you to prioritize your tasks morning, noon, and night. Learning how to prioritize your tasks may not seem like a big deal, but it is key to becoming successful. If there are too many tasks on your plate, it's easy to get bogged down and never fully commit to anything. Prioritizing tasks in the morning helps you to get started and commit to the day fully, leading to more success. All in all, having a morning routine will benefit you in a number of ways. From kickstarting your morning to helping you prioritize your tasks, creating a morning routine will help you create the life you want, be the best version of yourself, and not focus on the little details. Even though morning routines are obviously meant to be used in the mornings, there are things you can do at night to make your mornings go much smoother. Let's take a look at 5 things to do at night to make your morning a breeze. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Don't waste any of your precious morning time by making your morning coffee or breakfast. Instead, prep as much as possible the night before so that getting your morning energy is easy. If you drink coffee or tea, prep or set the machine so that you can make your favorite drink with the click of a button. As for breakfast, plan out what you're going to eat. In some cases, you may be able to prep food, but if not, planning the food in advance will give you time in and of itself. Whether you have children or live by yourself, you likely have to bring a couple of items to your car every morning. Even though loading your car typically doesn't take a lot of time, you risk leaving items behind in your morning days. Instead of rushing to find everything you need, load as much as you can the night before. This is a tip that actually has helped me quite a bit. Just by putting everything in your car the night before, you eliminate a lot of the normal morning stress. Even if you only have to pack one thing in your car, it will make a big difference and make your mornings feel way less stressful to do it during the nighttime. Make any decisions the night before. This includes decisions relating to what you want to wear, eat, or do the next day. Mornings are stressful enough without making any decisions. Make them easier simply by eliminating any decision-making. As for clothes, decide what you're going to wear and lay them out. This makes it easy to get ready in the morning. Also, pack your lunch and plan out your meals for the next day. Once again, this will make your mornings less stressful since you already have decided on what you're going to eat. Morning fog is not the best time to make decisions, so make any decisions the night before so that your mornings can be relaxing and helpful for the day. similar to decision-making, make a to-do list the night before. Whether you don't know what the next day will bring, it's easy to feel discombobulated and lost in your morning routine. To prevent this from happening, make a to-do list the night before each day. This will let you know exactly what you need to accomplish within the next 24 hours. In addition, making your to-do list helps you prioritize your tasks. Don't add on too much to your day, but do enough that keeps you motivated and healthy. You can change your morning routine if you need to when you know what the day will bring in advance. This cannot be overstated enough, but go to sleep early. By going to bed at a decent hour, your morning will be so much easier because you have enough energy to get up and tackle your day. More so, try to go to bed at the same time each night to get in a rhythm. For some people, morning routines come naturally. For the night owl, however, starting and keeping a morning routine can be next to impossible. Luckily, there are certain ways that the night owl can incorporate an easy morning routine into their day. Let's take a look at an easy morning routine for the night owl. One of the biggest tips for an easy morning routine is to utilize the night before. Instead of doing everything in the morning, plan the night ahead to make the morning go as easily as possible. Any activities that require decision-making should be made at night, not in the morning. For example, plan out your clothes, meals, or activities the night before. Just by making this small change, you'll have a much easier morning that requires less thought and activities. Don't just plan out these items, though. Instead, go ahead and prep as much as possible. Lay your clothes out so that you can easily grab them in the morning. Prep your coffee machine. Pack your lunch. Load your car. And do anything else before you go to bed. Once again, these small changes may not appear to make a big difference at first, but they will take out a whole lot of stress in the morning and free up some time for other activities too. Morning routines don't have to take up a whole lot of time. Although an hour-long morning routine is certainly relaxing and beneficial, a routine that is only 20 minutes long can make a big difference to a night owl. As you start your morning routine journey, only wake up 20 minutes earlier. For example, wake up at 6:40 if you currently wake up at 7 every morning. By only waking up 20 minutes earlier, you certainly free up extra time in your morning, but you aren't forcing your body to wake up much earlier either. This will help you to stay motivated and not overly tired in the morning. Whenever your body adjusts to wake up 20 minutes earlier, you can consider waking up another 20 minutes earlier. So wake up at 6:20 once your body responds to waking up at 6:40. If you don't feel like you need any extra time for your morning routine, you can continue waking up at 6:40 instead. Just do what feels best for your body. One reason why night owls give up on their morning routine is that they tried to change too much too fast. Instead of creating a whole new routine from scratch, only add one new extra task at a time. Starting with one new activity won't feel too overwhelming, but it will certainly make a difference. One great activity to add when you're first starting a morning routine is moving your body. Whether that be yoga or a simple walk around your neighborhood, move your body in the morning to get your metabolism kickstarted and blood pumping. Once you master this addition, feel free to add another one. Finally, the last step in an easy morning routine for the night owl is to double task. For example, listen to an ebook as you're driving to work, walking, or making your breakfast. This allows you to improve your mind while still doing the morning tasks that you must do regardless. Double tasking helps you to maximize your time so as to have a better morning without overloading your schedule. Making a morning ritual is pretty tough, especially since not all mornings are the same. You need to know how to create rituals that work on both busy mornings and slow mornings alike. Let's get started. Determine what's important to you. On slow days, you'll have much more freedom to do activities and morning rituals. On busier days, however, you'll need to make snap decisions about which activities, priorities, and routines are important. Determine what is important to you and what activities you'll prioritize from the beginning. Knowing exactly what you prioritize means you won't add meaningless or superfluous activities to your morning routine. Though it's okay to have extra rituals for slow mornings, you need to know in advance which activities will matter when things get chaotic. Once you know what's important to you, you need to think about your mornings now. Do you feel rushed? Are they completely disorganized? Do you have too much on your plate? Knowing how you treat mornings now will help you to create rituals that are time-friendly and energizing in the morning. It is especially important to consider how your mornings affect your day. Think about the exact feelings or thoughts that come to you when you wake up and get ready. Additionally, think about how much time you spend prepping for your day each morning. Knowing your current habits will help you create a morning routine that is realistic and applicable to your everyday life. It's time to start thinking about potential morning rituals. Now that you know what's important to you and what your mornings are like, you can start brainstorming ideas, rituals, and routines that add to your everyday morning. While you're brainstorming, try to come up with activities or small rituals that best address the things that matter most to you and are time-sensitive for your mornings. There is no point in adding activities that do not address the things that are most important to you. At this point, just brainstorm on a piece of paper and try to imagine what your mornings would be like doing those activities. Additionally, ask yourself what value they add to your morning and if they will help you achieve your goals. After the brainstorming phase is up, you can start trying out different ideas to see what fits and what doesn't. Instead of trying every idea at once, start small. Only add one activity at a time until you master it or decide that that particular activity doesn't fit in with your morning. By starting small, you're more likely to stay committed to the morning routine and not feel overwhelmed. Not feeling overwhelmed in the beginning is important to staying committed. Finally, the last step for creating the perfect morning ritual is to improve the ritual. On paper, some activities may sound great, but they flop in reality. When this happens, simply adjust the rituals and routines so that they improve your morning and fit realistically into your day. Down the line, you may need to continue improving your morning ritual as your life, goals, and needs change. In the mornings, experts generally agree that you should avoid being on your devices the first hour you're awake. This advice makes a lot of sense, since forgoing devices benefits your health, but it isn't necessarily right for everyone. If you're confused about whether or not you should use devices in your morning, keep listening. I'm going to help you choose whether or not you should have a device-free or device-oriented morning routine. Let's get started. As I already said, many experts say that you should try to stay off your devices for the first hour you're awake. Doing so leads to a number of benefits. For example, going device-free helps to decrease stress, decrease depression, decrease distractions, improve your ability to prioritize, increase free time in the morning, lead to better decision-making. Because of these benefits, going device-free certainly is a great morning habit to consider. Even though going device-free is great for your well-being and health, it isn't always realistic. Plus, there are a lot of ways that you can use devices to benefit your morning. Because of apps and other features on your phone, you can easily use devices to improve your morning routine. For example, you can use apps geared towards meditation, gratefulness, devotion, working out, and more. Any of these apps will help you track your goals and keep your morning in check. The difficulty of using these apps is that you need to have enough self-discipline so that you don't get on other apps that hinder your morning routine, such as social media, news sites, or anything else that distracts you from your morning. Now that we've discussed both types, let's talk about which one you should choose. If you're someone who sits on their computer, tablet, or phone for work, going device-free in the morning may be a great idea. It gives you a chance to unplug and connect back to your personal life. Another reason you should go device-free is if you have a bad work-to-life balance and don't have self-control when it comes to using devices and apps. In other words, you should definitely opt for a device-free option if you know using morning apps will lead you to scrolling through Instagram or some other time sucker. In contrast, you should use devices if you need guided help with your morning rituals and you have control over which apps you use. You need to have a lot of talent and skill in committing to your helpful apps and staying away from apps that hinder your productivity and connectivity. To ensure that you stay on track, you can set time limits on the unproductive apps to discourage you from using them. Though these time limits won't guarantee you stay away from unproductive apps, they can help you stay on track while using meditation or morning apps. Whether or not you use devices in the morning is up to you. Most experts recommend going device-free the first hour you're awake, but you can use devices for their morning-enhancing apps. What matters most is that you use or don't use devices so you can vamp up your morning routine and kickstart your day. Sunday mornings are relaxing and seem to float on by. However, when Monday comes, our mornings are jolted with several tasks and a long to-do list. To make matters worse, it's easy to sleep in on these mornings. Whenever busy mornings hit, how can you stay motivated and keep your routine going? Today, I'm going to tell you just that. Let's look at four ways to stay motivated in your morning routine through busy mornings. First and foremost, stay focused on your goal. Whenever you set your morning routine, you likely had a goal or ambition for why you wanted it in the first place. After all, if you had no goal for the morning routine, why did you set one at all? When busy mornings hit, remind yourself of why you wanted a morning routine. Was it to improve your mental health? Was it to give you more time to reflect on your day? No matter what your goal was from the beginning, remind yourself of it. That is often enough to get you out of bed or not to ignore your morning routine. Another way to stay motivated throughout busy mornings is to be flexible. In an ideal world, you could take as much time as you needed every morning. Unfortunately, this is not the reality. Whenever days and mornings are filled with several unavoidable tasks, be flexible with your morning routine so that you can still treat yourself in the morning without putting a hamper on your day. In fact, many people recommend having a busy day morning routine. This routine will be your go-to whenever things are tough. Things like taking a few thoughtful sips of your coffee or listening to an ebook on the drive are great busy morning rituals that don't take up a lot of time. Either way, be flexible and roll with the punches. Days are unpredictable, and you need to enhance your morning routine accordingly to minimize stress. There are some mornings that you know will be stressful in advance. Prepare for these mornings the night before. Try to minimize the number of tasks you have to do in the morning by doing them all right before you go to sleep. This involves picking out your outfit, getting the coffee machine ready, or loading the car with any items needed. By utilizing your nights, you free up a whole lot of time in the morning and make it less stressful. This is a great tip to utilize every night, not just the night before a busy morning. The last tip for staying motivated throughout busy days is to take a break every now and then. If you feel like you're stressed and constantly bombarded with activities in the morning, take a morning to yourself. There's no shame in sleeping in one day and taking an extra long morning routine. On your break morning, sleep into an appropriate hour, but don't waste your day. From there, move your body. Take extra time to eat a delicious breakfast and do things that you don't have the time to on a regular morning. By taking a break, you open up space to relax and enjoy your life. This presses the reset button on your brain and emotions, helping you to get back on track in your regular life. When you first start using morning routines, you may be confused about their point. To put it simply, morning routines act as a backdrop for your day. If you have a good morning routine, your day will go smoother and be productive. In contrast, a bad morning often leads to a stress-filled day. Let's take a closer look at how morning routines act as a backdrop for your day. Have you ever noticed how much your morning can affect your day? If there is a day where you feel really stressed and rushed in the morning, chances are that you feel the same way throughout the rest of your day. In contrast, you probably feel excited, relaxed, or productive whenever the mornings are easygoing and organized. Both of these incidents reflect how your morning is the backdrop for your day. By focusing on how you act during the morning, you can transform how the rest of your day plays out. In other words, focusing on your morning helps you create the life you want. Many people find that staying productive is a really challenging task, especially considering the current climate of working from home. One of the best ways to kickstart your productivity is to incorporate being productive into your morning routine. By having a productive morning routine, you kick your mind into the right gear. It helps you get into a momentum or swing of things that follows you throughout the rest of your day. That's why people who get up early and get moving fast tend to be more productive and successful in their life. If you want to use your morning routine as a backdrop for a productive day, think of small activities that boost productivity early on. This includes opening your blinds, making your bed, working out, and reading. All of these activities help you be more productive in the morning and get you motivated for continuing productivity. Productivity isn't the only way that morning routines can change your day. Morning routines are a great way to be happier and stress-free throughout your day and life. That's because morning routines cut out time in your day to focus on yourself and not rush into your daily activities. If you want to use a morning routine as a backdrop for a happy day, focus on activities that nurture yourself and take away distractions and stress. This includes going device-free, meditating, mindfulness practice, journaling, and anything else that takes you outside of your own mind. Some of the more productive activities can also help you improve your satisfaction and contentment with life. For example, opening your blinds is a great way to feel more optimistic because it exposes you to sunlight, which naturally makes you feel better. All in all, morning routines set the stage for your day. You can specifically tailor your morning routine to help satisfy certain desires for your day. For example, you can use a morning routine to set the stage for a productive and happy day, helping to transform your life morning, noon, and night.
Thank you for listening to Meditation Life Skills today. We are incredibly grateful for your support.